This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abayim. This week's parasha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron beretz Mitzrayim lemer, HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim. Yishinhu lochem lechodshei hashana. HaChodesh hazeh, this month, Nisan, this is going to be Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh hazeh lochem, Chazal HaDoirish, why does it say lochem? HaChodesh hazeh Rosh Chodesh. And then the pasuk continues, Rishon Hu lochem, so it says already lochem. What is the hadgosha, the emphasis? HaChodesh hazeh lochem. Lochem. Rosh Chodeshim, say Chazal, Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim. Because Klal Yisrael follows the moon. So they follow the Chodesh, which is the Kiddush of the Chodesh, which is the renewal, the month, through the moon. That is what is Klal Yisrael's calendar. Umas Ha'olam, they follow the sun, 365 days a year. So HaChodesh Hazeh, which is about Kiddush HaChodesh, Rashi, Niskasha Meisha HaMoylet HaLavona Be'eze Shir Tira V'tia Ruya L'Kadesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh is Lachem. Lachem, Klal Yisrael. So Pashit, Besura B'yadeichem, it's given in the hands of Klal Yisrael to decide. But there's also Chazalim that explain Lochem because Klal Yisrael follows the Levana, their year, their calendar is based on the Levana, Umas Ha'olam, they follow the Shemesh, the sun. In the Nusach HaTfilah that we say by Kiddush Levana, we compare Klal Yisrael to the Levana. Shehem asidim lischadesh kemesa. Klal Yisrael also, just like the moon renews itself, Klal Yisrael will renew itself. So the connection of Klal Yisrael to the Levana is not just Kiddush HaChodesh, but there's a parallel, there's a connection, for lack of a better term, a symbolic connection between Klal Yisrael and the Levana. What is this symbol? What is this connection that we have with the Levana? Shem Asidim Lischadish Kemoisa says Fasemes, it's the Kayach of Ischachos. Klal Yisrael could renew itself. Klal Yisrael is able to be Mischadish. Even if, let's say, at times we fall, we're able to revive and renew and be Mechadish anew. And this is all because in this world, things go as regular, as regilus. Things have habit. Everything is geared to habit. The sun comes up every day. It's every day. There's nothing new about it. The moon, smaller, bigger. Some months, the month is longer. Some months, the month is shorter. The koyach of being mischadish is Levana, and Klal Yisrael has this Maila that they could also be Mischadish. Says Fasemes, Tav Reish Nun Ches, the year Tav Reish Nun Ches, the Fasemes goes according to the years. Says the Fasemes that 30 days is a Regilus. That's habit. We find in many halachas, for example, Stam Halva, Ishloishim Yaim, Ashech Yanu, 30 days, if you didn't eat a fruit, you didn't see a person, you make a mechaya mesim, 30 days. So you see, 30 days is the hergel. That's what we call habit. When something is a beyond habit, above, past habit, that's after 30 days, and Klal Yisrael has this koyach, that they are mischadesh after hergel. They don't follow the habit. Svarim write that the word Shana, a year, is rooted in the word Mishneh, which means to repeat. Repeat, a repetition. We find Lechem Mishneh, Shana Mishneh in Halacha, the Lechem Mishneh. Many Achrenim want that the two breads should be almost identical. The closer you could get it to be a one and a repeat exactly of the previous, that's Mishneh. One and an exact repeat is Mishneh. So Shana is a repeat year after year after year after year. While Chaydish, the word Chaydish connotates renewal. Renewal. And this is, Rabbeisai, the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. The Koyach of renewal. And this will be the topic of tonight's shir. What is this Koyach Hischatshus of renewal that Klal Yisrael has? We are like the Levana, like the moon. Sheheim asidim l'schadesh kemesa. We will renew our constant renewal, renewal. What is this renewal, this koyach achidush that we have? Svasemis explains that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they were b'teva stuck in a situation that they couldn't get out of. The teva and the, what do you call it, the laws of this world, there was really no way for them to get out. They were in this galus under a ruler who was the ruler of the world. So the teva of Dvarim, the nature of things, they were stuck. But they had to go above the nature. They had to get out of this teva. So then they had this new thing called HaChodesh Hazeh, which was given here in the start, in the beginning of the process of the Geula. It was a Hischatshus to get away from the Teva, to get away from the nature, the daily, what is set already in motion. They had to go and be Mi'al, from above it. So they needed a special Seder Miyuchad Van Hoga. And that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael's renewal, above the laws of nature. Nature dictates repetition. When you're stuck in something, you can't get out of it, and there's no hope. Klal Yisrael's able to rise above and renew Shalai Kederach HaTeva. And this was given to them in this HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Asamis explains, where does this Koyach HaChidush come from? Is because it's true in this world, there are laws of nature. But Klal Yisrael does not live in this world. Klal Yisrael, he calls them B'nei Olam Haba. They are people from the next world. What does he mean? He means, Ayid Lepten Aran Der Welt. The laws of Teva, the laws of nature, don't bind him, don't weigh him down. Don't restrict him. He's able to live in an andere Welt than the whole world around him. That is the world of the Yid. And in his world, everything around him isn't about Teva, it's Mi'al HaTeva. He quotes the famous Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Keheles. Ein kol chadosh tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. Yes, under the sun. The nations of the world, Ummah Sa'ilam, like we explained, follow the sun. 365, day after day, habit, laws of nature, Shemesh. Tachas HaShemesh Ein Kol Chadosh. But we don't live Tachas HaShemesh. Maybe we could say we live Mi'al HaShemesh. The Lashon of the Chazal is Ein Chadosh Tachas HaShemesh Avim Mi'al HaShemesh. Above the sun. He didn't live above the sun. Either we live in the world of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Lashon the Sfasemis, we tap in to the world of the Eibishta, the Rebbeinu Shloilam's Welt within this Welt. Or we could say we live in the Olam HaTorah, we live in a world of Torah. It's an entirely different atmosphere and hemisphere. And in that world, there is Chodosh. Ein Chodosh Tachas Hashemesh. The world gets stuck. There's no way for them to get out. Laws of nature. We are above that. Svasemis writes in the year Tafrei Shlamet Aleph, in the Shtikl Torah of Tafrei Shlamet Aleph, Svasemis writes that Golus is only binding in this world. As much as we are in this world, and as much as we are attached, and we are living in this world, Golus affects us. Golus is this world. In the Olam Haruchni, the world of the Rabbeinu Shleil, there is no Golus. It's all Cheirus. And Klal Yisrael is leaving one world to enter an entirely different world. HaChedesh Hazeh. You're entering a world of Levana, where the world and the calendar is under the rules of Levana, which is Shehei Masidim L'Schadesh Kemaisa. I saw another beautiful Sfasemis. Beautiful, classic Sfasemis. Sfasemis explains the Yevanim try to abolish Chodesh. Why were they so fixated on abolishing Chodesh? Why Reish Chodesh was one of their agendas to do away with? So there's many pshatim. Hanukkah time, we could speak different pshatim and reasons. Nagel in Yanenu, the Sfasemis says, Chodesh is about ischachus. It's about renewal. The Yevanim understand that Klal Yisrael needs ischachus. If not, they will extinguish. Klal Yisrael needs this new thing called Koyach Ischachus to prevail, to continue. Without it, things end up ending. There's a Keitz V'Soif L'Chol Dover. Things end. The greatest of societies, they dwindle and they perish. Everything comes to an end eventually. How is it and why is it that Klal Yisrael keeps on going and it's able to prevail and pursue and be able to withstand all its trials and tribulations and Yisurim and Tsaris, the Koyach of Ischachus. They're able to constantly renew and they don't get extinguished. Yevanim tried, because they tried to destroy Klal Yisrael, to find the secret of its endurance, the secrets of its survival, the secret of its that it's able to pursue. And the answer is this Koyach HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem that the Rebbeinu Shem gave Klal Yisrael, uniquely to Klal Yisrael. He explains the Sfasemis, that's why Chanukah is this concept. Chanukah is to rededicate, renew, renewal. Chanukah, it's after there's a destruction, after there is a tzara, they're able to come back again in Chanukah with renewal. And the Sfasemis explains that is why we have Rish Chodesh in Chanukah, and Chanukah is at the end of the month, because Rish Chodesh is part of Chanukah. In essence, it's the same idea. In essence, it's the same Maila Ruchni. And that is Chanukah Hischachus, to renew. Every month has its unique Maila Ruchni. The months of the year for the Goyim is only based on the seasons and the weather around that time. There isn't a special Maila of February over March. It's just a matter of the weather, right? Will it be a sunny day or not a sunny day? Klal Yisrael has the Chodashim, which inherently, from the Chodesh itself, has different Milus Ruchnias. It's brought down in Masechta Seifrim, and many of the great Hasidic literature talks about this Masechta Seifrim, that the months of the year are Keneged the Yud Bei Shvatim. And each month has its special unique koyach, lefi the shevet that it's dedicated for. Many Dershe Rishumais explain and translate HaChodesh HaZeh, HaZeh is 12. Zayin Hei Gematria 12. So HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, Rosh Chodashim, that there's 12 koyches, like the 12 Shvatim in the Yud Beis Chodesh. And every month, even are able to tap in to those koyches. Many Yidden, especially Hasidic Yidden, know that on Rish Chodesh, when you say the bracha of Mechadish Chodoshim in the Tefillah, there is Yud Beis Tzirufi Oisius Shem Hashem. There's different ways how to put together the name of Hashem, and each month you're supposed to be Mechavin in a different Tziruf Hashem. And what's the pshat? Because each month has its connection to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. It's Maila Ruchni. And the Yid is tapping into that Maila Ruchni every month. So the month before is not the same month. It's a different month. It isn't days as usual. It's not that the days continue, oh, it's the same as the previous. No, every month, the days in that month come with Mailois, Segulios, for Ruchnius, for Avoidus Hashem, that you didn't have in the previous month. And therefore the Koich of Ischachus is not because we keep on renewing the old, because it's not old, it's new. Every month is a new month. New opportunities that come with that month. There are new opportunities in Ruchnius that one is able to tap into, that one is able to take and put into his life. So it's actually HaChodesh HaZeh, because it's not that it's you're just renewing and renewing, but rather because there is new renewal, there is a new month ahead with its milus and its skulos. This is HaChodesh HaZeh, the remez of Zeh. Emetz Hashem, we're going to speak more from the Rishonim, that there's a lot in the word HaZeh. It's an extra word, HaChodesh Lachem Reish Chodashim. What's HaZeh? And Rashi points out already, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. The Zeh is a emphasis, like this. There's a lot in the word HaZeh, both in the Rishonim and in the Sifrei Drush. But this is one of the Pshatim that is said, HaZeh is the 12, Zeh, because the months are Keneged, the Yud Bei Shiftei Ka, and each month comes with a Maila of the Shevet, with the Madregis, and one is able to institute, to take from and put in his life from those milas from the Shiftei Ka. The Farshim ask a question. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. And we talk about his Hischachus. And then we say, Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Yeah, okay, that's in this world. But if Mi'al HaShemesh, there is nothing new. Every day in davening, every Yid says, HaMechadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'isa Bereishis. So, we're saying one of the attributes, one of the Shvachim of the Rabbeinu Shloim, that he is a Mechadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'is. I thought you said that only the Levon is unique. The Levon is all about his Chachus. They have to clear the whole Ma'is of Bereshis. The Rabbi Yishma Chadish, not every day, but even B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'is of Bereshis. So Tomid can mean B'chol Yom, every day Tomid. That could be one way how to translate the word Tomid. Every day, consecutively, is Tomid. Chaim Ivalojin clearly explains the word Tomid every second. B'chol Yom, comma, Tomid, comma, every day, every second, every moment. So every moment is a new moment. And not only in the Levana world, but even in what? In the entire Maisa Bereshis. So how do you explain this whole Yesod of Koyach Hischatshus attributed to the Levana? Sfasemes explains that yes, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is Mechadesh Betuvai B'chol Yoim Tomit. If you live with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you will have that Mechadesh Betuvai B'chol Yoim Tomit. When there's a disconnect in the Mechadesh Betuvai B'chol Yoim Tomit and the person, then that person has Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. He will be Mesiyayish. He will fall into a rut. He will fall into habits and lose cheshek. Rabbeinu Shloim, and in Rabbeinu Shloim's world, if you live in the world of Mechadesh Betuvei B'chol Yom Tamid, if you live in that world, then the world is beautiful, the world is new, there is no hisyashnus, there is nothing getting old, there's no boring, there's no repetition. The trick is to live in the world of a Mechadesh Betuvai, to live with the Rabbeinu Shloim. There's a beautiful Chiddush Harim. You know, Rabbi Yisai, there's many ways to understand his Chachos, the Koyach of Chiddush. Koyach HaChiddush could be a Ruchni, it's about spiritual. A person falls into a rut, a person falls Ruchni is mindless, and he needs renewal to be able to pick himself up. And again, spiritually, to renew himself. That's one of the milas of the Koyach of Chiddush. There's a Chiddush Yerim, beautiful, beautiful Chiddush Yerim. He brings from the Chayza from Lublin, explains the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Arach, Ikla Lahasam. Reb Lezer ben Arach comes to a certain place and he starts to darshan. Hacheresh hoya libam. It's this pasuk. Hachaydish hazelachem. Hacheresh hoya libam. Death, cheresh. Death was their hearts. Of course, there is no girsa like that in no chumash. Sometimes it's a girsa issue. This is not a girsa, this is a mistake. So he thought maybe his mind is losing his kaychus, his kishreinus, his ability to think. They daven for him, and his knowledge came back, and he said, Achaydish, Hazel Achem Reish Chadosh. Explains the Chayza, Pashtis was a mistake, and they had to daven that he should get back his way of his thinking, that he should be able to think properly. Says the Chayza, no, that's not the Pshat. The real Pshat is, the Pasuk is trying to say, Hacheresh Hoya Libam. Hacheresh, when it's deaf in the ear, you can't hear the Torah anymore. You're in a matziv of Yerida. You're able to be Hachaydish Hazelachem. If it's Hacheresh Hayalibam, it's possible to do Hachaydish Hazelachem. So it was seemingly a mistake, but it wasn't really a mistake. You know, Tanoim don't make mistakes. It was a mistake that was that was given to him to say, to explain what happens if it's a cheresh, hayalibam? And the answer is, hachaydish hazeh lachem. You're able to renew. Many times, we can't listen. The shiurim, we can't hear anymore. We're in a situation where mekenshen ish teren, the learning, it becomes difficult. We're tired of it. We get bored of it. The davening, good, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yevaldik. But then, as the year progresses, it gets difficult. And the Rav is speaking, I can't hear it anymore. Acheresh hayalibam. What do you tell yourself? No. You tell yourself, Hachaydish hazeh lachem. It's a renew, again, nachamal, anayamonat. Anew, let's do it again, let's renew. And we're able to do it because we have this maila. It's a maila ruchni that a yid has. That he's able to pick himself up and start again fresh. Start again fresh. There's a beautiful pshat from the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim, of the Mir, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Rosh Hashanah, we have a haftarah. Ephraim is snided. Ephraim wanders. Many translated the wandering Jew, Ephraim, which represents Klal Yisrael, Misnaydeid. Rabbi Yeruchim says that it means something much deeper than just the wandering Jew. Misnaydeid means he's movable. The Yid has a kayach that he can be moved. You know, the older a person gets, the harder he becomes, like a rock, and you can't change him. There's an expression in English, old habits don't die. It's very difficult to stop something that a person's doing for many years and change course. We find by Esav. Esav, he was called Asui. From the moment he was born, he was already complete. What does that mean? When he was born like a six foot zhlub. He was a zhlub. Was he born that way? It doesn't mean that. It means asli. He was complete. You couldn't change him. He wasn't priva to being molded anymore. He was what he was. He was a rasha. He had bad midas, and you couldn't change that. Ephraim, Klal Yisrael, always has the kayach, even when they're 90 years old. To get moved, to be misayir, to be reawakened, and to do tshuva. It's a tremendous kayach that a yid has. The pasuk says, Nar Yisrael v'yayaveyu. Klal Yisrael is like a nar. L'chayr, it's a derogatory term. Nar, call a guy a nar. Could you imagine? Him, he's a nar. So you should say Ashikayach for the compliment. The Rebbeinu Shlom says that's what he loves about Klal Yisrael. He loves that I'm a nar. What does that mean? Nar Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, nar, he's like a child that he can be molded. He's not set in his ways. No matter how old the Yid gets, he's like a child that if you guide him, if you ma'ayir him, he becomes like a fresh, young child, and he gets back into the learning and the davening. Chasidish Sfarim, I think it's B'Shem Sfasemis, says that the word nar is milashin niur. You're able to move mekenem rukin. We could move a child. You could have him change his ways. Nar niur is to move. It's the same word of Rabbi Yeruchim. Ephraim is snoideid. He's impressionable. We could change. We could give him something that's ma'ir him to change course. Rosh Chodesh has this maila. It's miskulas hayoim. That the Yid could redirect, renew, be misayir, and change his drachim. The Yisayid v'sherish havoida. Very chashev, they say, Yisayid v'sherish havoida. Cheves Hamayados, Perik Beis, says something very interesting. We know that Rish Chodesh, customarily we put on different clothing than the rest of the month, the rest of the days. Almost Shabbos, we try to dress with something which is somewhat Shabbos. Pashtus, I always understood that it's because Rish Chodesh Ikri Moed, it's like a type of Yontif. And it's Yontif, so you have to wear Big Day Yontif, Big Day Shabbos. Says the Shisayid V'Sherish Havoy that there's maybe a little bit of different reason behind wearing special clothing on Rish Chodesh. Zayis Eilas Chodesh B'Chodshay Chodshay B'Shinay to be Mishana B'Gadim. Eilas Chodesh B'Chodesh Renewal. It's about renewal, something new. So Efshech V'Eisish L'Halacha. Maybe it's not about wearing the Big Day Shabbos, but wearing something new for Rosh Chodesh. It's about new. It's not about every day the same old. So Memela, Chodshay, L'Chodshay B'Shinui, to be Mishan of the Begadim. I saw that Kunei Zayar brings that Rosh Chodesh, a person gets an Ashami Yisera. What's the Pshat? It's something new, the Ashami Yisera. Not the same as the day before. Something about Rosh Chodesh. That's the Yid is given Mer Neshama, so he's able to elevate himself. Rabbi Yisrael helps the Yid so much. If we only understood how the Rabbi Yisrael helps Yid. Oizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbi Yisrael helps people do tshuva. Rabbi Yoin explains that the Rebbe Yishev helps people do tshuva more than they could imagine, they could ever dream. You think it's easy for a person to change himself. It's very difficult. A person, habit, it's almost impossible. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, it's easier to learn through Shas than to change one bad midah. So who is able to change? It's so, and the Teretz Rabbi Nishlam gives a special maila, special siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Nishlam's helping you. He's giving you a kayach achidush. Shchaydesh, he gives you a nesham yaseira. He's pushing you, helping you from within the nesham. Rabbi Nishlam gives you the support you need to do this kayach of his chachos. This is unique to Klal Yisrael because Rabbi Shem loves Klal Yisrael. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month Rabbi Shem is saying, you're becoming Am Yisrael. You're becoming Klal Yisrael. I'm giving you something. I'm giving you the Kayach L'Schadesh, and it's me who's giving it from within you. I'm helping you. I'm elevating you from within, so that you can never have to say, I can't do it. I fell into a hergelus. I fell into habit. I can't get out of it. The Rebbein Shloim says, Kayach is chachos month after month. Shehem asidim l'schadesh k'maisam. I saw another nekuda, another point from the Sfas Emes. Something very beautiful. Semis writes that it has to be that there's a Kayach HaChidosh in Klal Yisrael. Because the spark that's in the Neshama never gets extinguished, so it can always be reflamed again. It can always be brought back. Yechate B'Cholim, we find concept in Hilchos Shabbos. The coals are burning, they're almost extinguished, so what you do is you give it a move. You move them around and the coals re-flame themselves. The Nesham of the Yid has a chitui. Yechate B'Cholim, because the coal never went out. The flame never goes out. Mele, it's able to rekindle. And if with a little movement, a little nudging, so to speak, a little nudging from the Ribbono Shel Olam and from life, it reawakens itself and becomes again a big flame. You know, you ever see a big fire? All it needs is you put the stick in over there and you move the things around a little bit. Nior, nar. You move it around a little bit. Again, it. Every year it has that flame from within his neshama. With a little movement, it's able to re-strengthen itself. Rabbi say this is in the pshat of Koyach HaChidush in Ruchnius. I believe there's also a taich, a pshat, a daher in Koyach HaChidush in the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, in the existence of Klal Yisrael, in the physical existence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael goes through so many different shmadais. We went through a Holocaust and we had renewal. We're able to rebuild ourselves. Not only in Ruchnius, physically, we're able to come back again. Most nations pretty much would have ended. But Nisei Nisim, we're able to reinvent ourselves, to the nation. We're able to bring ourselves back from the ashes. This is also part of the Koyach of Chidush that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael. Understand that in the context that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim is broken. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and don't forget, most of Klal Yisrael didn't leave Mitzrayim. Chamushim, one-fifth left. And that one-fifth that left were the people who had Emunah, who were broken and Pasha had no koyach. Zacharti lachesen urayich. Amos klui sayich lachtechach b'midbar. We were broken. We were shattered. We were a nation shattered and tattered. Yet we were able to amseri de koyach. We were able to rebuild ourselves. Rabbi Yishlam had to give us this power of achodesh hazel lochem reish chadoshim. We should be able to rejuvenate not only Ruchnius, but Gashmi, physically too. From ashes to splendor to Klal Yisrael, to Midbar Kabbalah Satoira Eretz Yisrael. I think maybe with this we can explain a beautiful pshat in a Rashi, quoting a Chazal. HaChodesh hazeh lochem hazeh. Rashi says, what's hazeh? Niskasha Moshe b'moilid halavona. Moshe had a hard time understanding the moilid, the renewal of the moon. When do we do Kiddush HaChodesh? We announce every week, month, you know, by the davening. The moilid is... Moshe had a hard time understanding moilid Kiddush HaChodesh. The Brisker of... asks, what's so hard to understand? What do I mean? The minute you see it, so if you're able to see it, you're Mekadosh the Chaydish. What could be so difficult about that? You see it, you're Mekadosh the Chaydish. What's Niskasha Meisha? Zok the Brisker of, it's Muchach that there's a shear to the Levana to be Mekadosh the Levana. There's a shear. It's a mathematical equation. Meisha had a hard time with that mathematical equation. Chazanish is chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish held, but no, there is no shear. The minute you see it, you mekadosh the chaydish. So, according to the Chazanish, the kasha is a stark kasha. What's this kasha meisha? What was so difficult to meisha b'meilat alavana? Even with the brisker of pshat l'chayra, if we have svarim to figure out kiddush hachaydish, meisha couldn't do it. It's hard to imagine that meisha Rabbeinu, what, he didn't know math. It's very schwer to understand, even if the taiches is a shear. So Moshe can't figure out. We figure out all the shearim for all the mitzvahs. We have svarim that are full with these hagdaris of what the shearim are and how we come to them. What's so schwer? Good, Kishalavana. It's maybe a more harder halachas, But there are those that figured it out, unless maybe once Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, it's easier for us to figure out. That could also be a pshat, maybe. Once Moshe brought it down as Torah Min HaShamayim, now we could sit and figure it out. Maybe, Efshe, Kenzain. Maybe we could say a drush, a taich in this Rashi. Klal Yisrael is like the Levana. The Levana gets small, and then it rejuvenates, and it's mischadish, and it builds itself up again. Shehem asidim, lischadish, this is Klal Yisrael's, this is their talich, this is their journey. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu Shem, I understand that Klal Yisrael will go through tkufis, where they'll get very small. It shows Moshe Rabbeinu dar dar v'dershav, the future of Klal Yisrael, tach v'tat, holocaust. I understand small, but that small, that's how small Klal Yisrael becomes. I hear Klal Yisrael is like the Levana and it gets small, but that small, that's how Klal Yisrael will shrink. That's how much Yisurim, that's how much the Goyim will be right of Klal Yisrael till extinction. This guy said, Moshe couldn't handle this. There's a story said over from the Osra of Tzer Rebbe Zech Tzadik Luvracha. It's one of the great Polish Rebbes by World War I. He fasted 40 years pre-seeing. He saw that there'll be a World War I and maybe World War II, whatever he comprehended, but it was his avoida to fast, that the Rebbeinu Shem should protect Klal Yisrael from the great world wars. One Shalosh Shudis, he sat and he cried. Hasidim asked him, Rebbe, what is the reason for your crying? So he said, Ikvasa de Mashiach, so the Yisurim, the Tzoris of Klal Yisrael at the end of times before Mashiach comes. And like we spoke, he carried with him, this great tzaddik carried with him the pain and the suffering of the vision of what the churbanis of World War I and World War II would be. Al zani baich, this is why I cry. Rebbe, why are you crying? Did you not teach us that the Rebbeinu Shem only gives as much as the person can handle, as much as Klal Yisrael is able to withstand? So the Rebbeinu Shem will put us through it. We'll obviously have the strength to withstand it. Rebbeinu Shem gitnish vif mer v'as a mensch ken aushalten. The Rebbe responded, "Aber du verstehst es vif liden ken aushalten." You don't realize how much we're able to accept, how much we're able to go through and still stand. It's a tremendous chiddush in Klal Yisrael's koiches. Most tragic years and suffering could go through a yid's and the talich of Klal Yisrael, the journey of, and they're able to stand and withstand. This Moshe Rabbeinu had it very hard to accept. We could say, Rabbi Isai, that this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe. Kizer A. Vikadesh. Rabbi Moshe, you see this, and it's difficult for you to see how Klal Yisrael will suffer. Gezera A. Don't. There's nothing to talk about. Just see it. V'kadesh, it's holy, it's heilig, rears nishton. Sometimes we have to take a step back and say we don't understand. It's kedusha, it's karbonis, it's a different world. We have no understanding in it. View it and know, don't touch kadesh, it's heilig. This is how the Rabbeinu Shlomo is telling Moshe Rabbeinu how to view Klal Yisrael's miut, the suffering of Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris. I think Rabbi Sai that there's yet another pshat, another daher in the koyach chiddush of Klal Yisrael. We said that it's about ruchnius, that they're able to fall ruchni, do averis, do tshuva. They're able to rejuvenate and to be mesakin and to start again. We said it's also about the physical, Klal Yisrael's ability to renew itself after years of destruction. I think that in every individual, there's something given to him that's called the koyach chiddush. The koyach of chiddush is not to fall into a rut. To be able to wake up in the morning and be fresh again. Afrisha tug, it's a new day. That's also part of the skula of the koyach of chiddush. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yechinen, Kol HaMevarech, Al HaChedesh Bezmanoi, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. It's as if you saw the Shechina. Why? Because the Levana represents the Mechadesh Betuvai. Rabbeinu Shloilom is Mechadesh. It's new. And you see that renewal of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. The sun comes up almost as habit. Where do we see the involvement of the Rabbeinu Shloim that every day and every month is a different? Through the Levana, which is different, right? Sometimes it's 29 days, 30. It all depends on the Rabbeinu Shloim's putting out the Levana when it's supposed to come out. So you see the Shechina through the Chiddush HaLevana. And this is supposed to be Klal Yisrael is being mekabel pnei Ashchina. There's a story that I heard from Rabban Shel Weinhuis. Rabban Shel Weinhuis, Zecherei Levracha, was one of the Altamiras. He used to learn the Mir Minyan in Borough Park. And he told me that someone came over to Rabbi Ruchim, the Mashgiach of the Mir, and asked him the following question, and he was standing there, and he was witness to this story. He asks Rabbi Ruchim, they say over that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would wake up in the morning, he would go to the window, he would see the sun shining, and he would begin to dance. And he would make the bracha, Ha'anoisei lasech vivina lahavchin ben yoim uvein laila. Why is it that we, who don't live so far from Rabbi Yisrael? This is telling Rabbi Ruchim in the Mir, how many years is it from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? Not only aren't we moved by seeing the sun that we dance, we don't even pay attention when we make the bracha. It has no effect on us. Why? Rabbi Shel Weinhuis told me that I expected Rabbi Ruchim to say, I don't believe Rabbi Yisrael Salanter danced. That's what he told me. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a Rebbe. Rabbi Ruchim did not say that. Says Rabbi Shel Weinhuis to me, Rabbi Ruchim knew this was a true story, that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter danced every morning when he saw the sun and he made the bracha. Rabbi Ruchim answered this person, you know why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter danced and we don't? We don't because the sun doesn't only shine for us. if it would shine for the person himself only, then he would be very happy and he would be very thrilled from simcha and he would dance. You ever see a person, he's the only guy on the block that has this beautiful new car. He's all excited, he's happy, he's the only guy that has it. The minute everyone on the block gets it, Shereis Yomtiv. Shereis Yachsin. Everyone has it. Yeah, the sun, it's for me, it's for everyone, okay? But that's why we don't get moved to dance. We're not excited. The sun, it's for everybody. And then Reb Yeruchim said, and now you understand why Reb Yisrael Salanter danced. Because it was for everyone. Because it wasn't only for him. Mele, he was happy. What's the pshat in the Maisa, Rabbi? Chesed of the Eibishter. If you see it and you're able to understand it, it brings a lot of simcha. It brings a lot of akaras atoiv. You're able to notice the chesed of the Eibishter. You're able to notice the chesed of the Eibishter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he saw the sun, he saw the Shechina, and he saw the goodness of the Eibishter in the Shechina. He saw the Mechadesh B'tuvoy, B'chol Yom Tamid. It's not Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid. It's Mechadesh B'tuvoy. He saw the Rabbi Yishlam's kindness. We only see the kindness when it's us who gets it. We're on the receiving end of that kindness. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter saw the kindness on the giving end of it. The Eibishter, and it's for everyone. It's more kindness. It's for everyone. And everyone is able to get from that. And that to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a moment of simcha, a moment of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. The Rebbeinu Shem and all his kindness and all his chesed. The Rambam clearly tells us and teaches us the method how a person could achieve Avas Hashem. Famous question, Avas Hashem, either you love or you don't love. How could a person be mitzvah? How could a person be commanded to have an emotion to love? Says the Rambam, we are commanded to do things that bring this love, that bring out from within us this hergish, this emotion of love to Hashem. And what is that, says the Rambam? You should look at Briyos of Hanifloyim, the Rabbi Shalom's amazing world, his amazing creation. I once asked Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Zechat Tzadik Levrach, the Reshiva Zatzal, so why don't we take Bachrim on nature walks every day? Bein Asdarim, we should go in the forest and see Briyos of Hanifloyim. Many held that it's taka what one should do according to the Rambam. Many preach this in the camps when people are anyway in the mountains, they're anyway near places where you can see beautiful Briyos of Hashem's beautiful world, to taka to spend time seeing Morabu Masech Hashem. But on a daily basis, why don't we do it? It's a great question, and many held it's maybe what should be done. We should focus on the Morabu Masech, and that will cause us to have more Avas Hashem, that will bring us to have more Avas Hashem. I asked this to Reb Shmuel Birma, why don't we in the Yeshivas institute this Rambam to be a necessity? Should be one of the exercises, and one of the academic things that we do in the yeshiva. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum told me that we're not holding on that level. We're not holding on the madrega. That when we see the beautiful bria, we come to Avas Hashem, which is really what Reb Yeruchim was telling this bacher, this talmid, that when we see the sun, it doesn't move us. It doesn't misair, we're not misair from it. And Reb Shmuel Birnbaum told me something interesting. Yes. And it's Ruim Advarim L'Misha Amram. Shmuel gave me a tap. He always used to tap when he used to talk to you. He used to tap you on your arm. B'yaisav ha'nifloyim k'neichad meinu the Teirah alein is b'yaisav ha'nifloyim. That's the Rabbeinu Shloim's wondrous creation. Ruim Advarim L'Misha Amram to Reb Shmuel, that's the Rabbeinu Shloim's world. You see, remember we spoke about this a little bit. You know, in the outside world, it's not the very pretty world. In Reb Shmuel Birnbaum's world, which is the Olam HaTorah, which is the world that the Rabbeinu Shloim has given to a Klal Yisrael. Remember the Sfas Emes, if you tap into the Rabbeinu Shloim's Mechadish B'tuvoi, Avadin is Chiddush. Tell me, when you learn Gemara, you see the Chiddushim, and more Chiddushim, the Rishayim, Chiddushim, you ask a guy, Pshay Pshat Rashi, Chaba Chiddush and Rashi. Chiddush? This is, yeah, but in this world, this is the Chiddush, and that's Betuvai, and that's where you'll see Avas Hashem. To love the Rabbeinu Shloim is to learn his Torah, is to live in his world, the world of Torah. Torah is Shmoy Sef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all in the words of the Torah. Thus is the Rabbeinu Shloim's B'yais of HaNeflaim. It was so eye-opening. Such a musr when he told it to me with a pashtus. Told me that a pashtus. B'yais of HaNeflaim, Rabbeinu Shloim's grace of Bria, his tremendous creation. The Teirah for them kum davas Hashem. You know, Rabbi Yisayit, there's a tale of two worlds. There's the outside world. It's all negative. It's all about unhappiness. And then there's the world within, the inner world, the world of the Rabbeinu Shloim, whether it's through Avoda or through Torah. In that world, there's a koyach of ischachus. It's not negative. It's beautiful. And every day is a positive day. There's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim. Shechayim, Shar Beis, Perik Yud Gimel, asks Akasha, why do we daven the same tefillah three times a day, every day? Let's do it, let's mix it around a little bit. Let's have a little, you know, can you imagine you serve the same food every day? You say, let's mix it up a little bit, let's have a little variety. So why don't we have variety in tefillah? The truth is a lot of people find it difficult to daven because of that. It's the same thing again and again and again. Nachmal Vaitav, Vaitan is Al Bazacha. Nefesh HaChaim explains that the tefillahs create worlds that we don't even understand. The nusach ha-tefillah, it's not the same. Every tefillah creates worlds different than the tefillah before. And also in Shar Aleph, Peri Beis, in the Haggai, he explained something very interesting. HaMechadesh B'tuvei B'chol Yoyim Tomet, I mentioned to you in the beginning of the shir, Tomet means every second is a new world. It's a Naya Velt. And when it's a new world, so the tefillahs that you davened in the previous world is not the same in this world, because this world now needs these three tefillahs. It isn't a repetition. What I davened yesterday is not the same thing. I don't daven the same thing today. This moment is a new world, and in this world it needs the tefillahs of Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Mincha of yesterday is not the Mincha of today, because it's a different world that we're davening Mincha in. Every moment is a world for itself. When you live in the world of the Rabbeinu Shloim, when you live in the world of a Mechadesh, Betuvah, Bechol Yoyim, Tomid, there's nothing old about it. There's nothing repetitious about it. You know, there's a saying in the world, live in the moment. I teach you, live in the moment. This is a mechanism for people who are very unhappy, for people who are suffering from whatever situation they're in. So they tell you, don't think about the past and don't think about the future. Live in the moment. That's the taich of live in the moment. In a guy's world, it's to block out whatever problems till now and whatever problems that will continue after. This moment, I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm sleeping, great. That's what they mean, live in the moment. With this nefesh, Achayim Rabbi Yisai, it's a whole different idea. We tell you, you live in the moment, because the moment is the beginning of a whole new world. It's a whole new life. Every moment, that moment is nothing to do with the previous moment. He could be able to be Nailat Chadash if he does tshuva, and there's a whole new world in front of him. Live in the moment, which is the beginning of the future. When the guy tells you, when the world teaches you, when the psychologists tell you live in the moment, you know what they're telling you is block the past out. Don't think about the future. Think about the moment. And we're telling, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, about the moment. Live in the moment, because the moment is the beginning of a whole new world. This is the Kayach of Chiddush that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Klal Yisrael. I saw a pshat from the Beisar and the Stalina. HaChaydish Hazeh. Hazeh. What is Hazeh? Hazeh. This month you're going to say Zeh Keli Ve'anveihu. HaChaydish Hazeh. Zeh Keli Manveyu. I thought it was a beautiful pshat. It happens to be in the Rabbeinu Bechaya already. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says this pshat, that this month you're going to say Zeh Keli Va'anveyu. What does that mean, Zeh Keli Va'anveyu? I think it goes deeper into the understanding of what his chatshus really is all about. You know, when we said Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, Chazal say it means Hisnoye Lefanav B'mitzvahs. Make mitzvahs beautiful. And we promised the Rabbeinu Shloilam after Kriyas Yamsuf that we will make the mitzvahs beautiful. What does that do with Kriyas Yamsuf? What's the connection to Kriyas Yamsuf? Chazal tell us Kriyas Yamsuf was beautiful. The Rabbeinu Shloilam made that the walls, the water should stand and it should look like crystals. Rabbi Hashem could have just said, you know what? I saved you. Be happy with it. With whatever it was. It's muddy, it's this. Just, Baruch Hashem, you survived, right? It's not what the Rabbi Hashem did. The Rabbi Hashem was mechadesh, betuvai, bechol yem. Even Kriyas Yamsuf, which was a chiddush, it was with kindness. It was beautiful. It was with love and caring. When we saw that, we said, Zeh Keli, Rabbi Yisrael cares about me personally, Va'anvehu, and I will repay by making the mitzvahs beautiful. They saw this beautiful, that Rabbi Yisrael's Mechadish B'tuvai B'chol Yoyim Tomit. They saw the kindness that the Rebbe Yisrael at Bashafin, Akriyas Yamsuf, it should be beautiful for them. Rebbe Yisrael understood they were scared and they were suffering from being slaves and they were frightened. So Rebbe Yisrael made Akriyas Yamsuf that was beautiful. Betuvai, he was Mechadesh. And the Mela, they responded by saying, Zeh Keli, I will understand. I will comprehend the chesed and repay it by doing the mitzvahs va'anveyu. My Bobby and Zaidi, Zeichet Tzadikim Levracha, went through the Holocaust. They saw a horrible world. Yet from them I always heard, Rabbi Yisrael's Welt is a Shena Welt. People who saw the worst of humanity still walked around saying the world is beautiful, because they lived in a different world. They lived in the Rabbi Yisrael's world is beautiful. You're right. We don't even see the beautiful world, even though we don't go through that much and we don't have these difficulties. I'd like to share with you a story. And I know my time is allotted for maybe 5 more minutes and I'll be done. Huh? Okay. There's a beautiful story that I'd like to share with you about this special maila, the Klal Yisrael, is being asked to see things positive, to see the world around you in a positive light, not to see negative. I'd like to share with you a beautiful story. Rav Ganachovsky, the Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Chemina Rosh Yeshiva, in his yeshiva there were 2 bachrim who learned together, and one was jealous of the other, and because of that there was a lot of friction and tension. Hanholas HaYeshiva discussed this in a Hanholah meeting, in a meeting of the Rabbeim. What do we do with this Chavrusa Shaft? Rav Ganachovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Shemina Rosh Yeshiva, said, I'll take care of it, I'll speak to the Bach. He calls the Bachar over, and he says, you know, I feel bad for you. You see, take me, for example. I wake up in the morning, and the first thing that I think about in the morning is, ah, Rabbi Nishlan, the chesed you do for me, you are master, my neshama, you gave me to wake up in the morning. Then I put on clothing, and I say, ah, Rabbi Nishlam, the chesed you do for me, that you gave me clothing, shtalzach faran kleida, what would be? I go out into the street, and I see the sun, and I go, Rabbi Nishlam, ah, hamechadish betuvai, Rabbi Nishlam, you took and made a world to be mishamish me, to help me, to give me a good life. I get on the autobus to yeshiva. Wow, what a creation, an autobus, so I can get to yeshiva. I walk into the yeshiva, the building, beautiful, all for me. The mazgan, the air conditioning, it's all for me, so I should be able to learn and have a good day of Torah. So when I walk into the Beis Medrash, and there are 4 Rosh Yeshivas, and 1 Rosh Yeshiva says maybe better Torah than me, and this Rosh Yeshiva has more Talmidim than me, I'm in the frame of mind that everything in my day is l'toivasi, it's for my good. So this is also for my good, I say. This person says better chedushim than me, of course, so I can learn, I can have from it, because that's the mind frame that I walked into yeshiva with. You wake up in the morning, you don't think of any of the chesed of the Rabbi Nishleil. And you're in a bad mood about everything that's happening. So once you come and you sit down by your chavrusa, and the minute he says a better vart than you, boom! All the bitterness and anger and jealousy comes out. I feel very bad for you. The world you live in is not the world I live in. The bacher takes this musr, and Itaka worked on himself. They learned b'chavrusa together for many years. And they both became big Rosh Yeshivas. It's the way we view things, if we're able to be positive. Every morning we wake up and we say, Moed ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayom shechzarta b'nishmasi. I've always asked the question, bothers me, and I haven't seen anyone really address it. Why don't we talk directly today, Bishta? Noed alecha, shechzarta b'nishmasi. We say, Baruch atah Hashem, that's direct. In Benji we say, Noed alecha. Why do I speak like almost in third person? Moida ani lefonecha. Behold, I am praising in front. Say noida lecha. Thank you, Hashem. Directly. Baruch atah Hashem. We say directly in tefillah. Noida lecha. We say in benching. Say baruch v'noida lecha Hashem. Shechzar tabi nishmasi b'chem l'rabba munasecha. There's a moida k'nitziv rabbi. So with this I can answer the kasha. Nitziv says that moida is not, moida ani lefonecha is not a thank you for the avar, but rather it's a tefillah for the asid. Every morning, the person wakes up in a world where all the situations and circumstances around him are being judged how they would apply to him in his day, in his life. The Rabbi Yisroelim is being done at that moment. At that moment, the Rabbi Yisroelim is being done. What is going to be the day ahead? And that's what we say, Rabbi Munasecha. We have a lot of emuna that the day ahead will be good, and the circumstances of the world around us will apply to us in a way that will only be good. And that's why we say in the morning, because that's the Shas Hagzeira, best time to daven. Now I understand Moed Ani Lefanecha isn't a thank you for the past, it's a tefillah, Rabbeinu Shloim, I should be in front of you today, a Moed. I should be able to see and thankful, to be in a state of mind that I thank you for everything. I shouldn't be in a state of mind where I overlook all the chasodim. And that's pshat. Alekai neshama shenasat to be tohi atavros. Because man sha neshama moidani. There we say the same thing. Moidani lefonech. What does moidani lefonech mean? I want to be a person who is always a moidah. That he's able to see the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shem, the positive. The koyach of chidush is to wake up every morning and see positive. Today is a good day ahead. Good things will happen, ruchnius, and the gashmius to help me with the ruchnius. And this is the part of the koyach of chidush, that every morning a Jew is able to wake up and say, the day ahead will be a day, noida lecha, that I will praise you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.